from the State Correctional Institution and is subject to monitoring and recording.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. 2015. USA Incorporated. Open Air Prison. Open Air Prison. USA Incorporated. USA Incorporated. USA Incorporated.
Is fast becoming one of the biggest open-air prisons on Earth. Prison Radio.
Peace and love, family. How are you and yours? This is Doretha Mary, Savannah, Georgia, 13th Colony, USA, then, now, Savannah, Georgia, USA Incorporated, Open Air Prison, 2015. Here I am, like you, born prisoner of war, Savannah, Georgia, USA Incorporated Open Air Prison. Born prisoner of war in light of history, politics, miseducation of the nation. Miseducation of the nation. Miseducation of the nation, how, Mary? Miseducated through using the basic, initial, unfinished business among people of the known universe. This idea, unjust classification tool, this concept called race. What is the purpose of so-called race classification? What is the value? On a logical list, a person, an individual, may be classified in one of three categories: white, non-white, or white supremacists. White supremacists are the white men, women, children who signed on to globally mistreat black and all non-white people based on greed and ego tripping up to today. Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App, using words that reveal truth, producing justice. Talk about that more later. Correctness, peace. Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App, addressed to the individual about what justice is and how to produce justice in day-to-day life. How are things, family? Remember, I'm networking with you, the individual, in light of history, politics, miseducation of us all. Keep a teachable spirit. ask and answer four fundamental questions. Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? The first question of questions is, how do I perceive myself? How do I see myself? Traditionally and now, people who look like us see ourselves as a divine being. Many say we are created to be in the image of God. The body is a temple. That's what it said. You may ask, why are you saying these things, Mary? Why? Think about this. Think about this. Let us say since 1492. As an ancestor here and now, I say to you, remember, being in this environment of USA Incorporated open air prison as a prisoner of war in light of history, miseducation for over 500 years is like being locked in a room of deceit, mistreatment, confusion, so refined that we think that we are what we are working at. Many think we are what we are working at. Born prisoner of war, Savannah, Georgia, USA Incorporated, open air prison, in light of history, politics, miseducation of the nation. You ask, miseducation, miseducated? How, Mary? What are you talking about? Miseducated through using the basic, initial, unfinished business. Do you remember what was said about the basic, initial, unfinished business? It is a political strategy, an unjust classification tool. This thing called race. Remember, on a logical list, an individual may be classified in one of three categories logically, if you must classify yourself. The logical list includes white people, non-white people, or white supremacists. The white men, women, children who have signed on to globally mistreat all black and non-white people based on greed and ego tripping. Remember, I'm networking with you, the individual, in light of history, politics, miseducation, provided for all. Keep a teachable spirit. Remember those four questions to ask and answer. With the first question being, how do I see myself? How do I perceive myself? Remember, we are given a miseducation, an education where you can say takes place through the socialization process, where we are conditioned to think and act the way we do. Over 500 years being locked in a room of deception, confusion, miseducation that has to be understood. What is an education? What is the philosophy of the nation? Ask and answer. Four fundamental questions. Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? In summary, ask and answer. How do I see myself? How did you come to this realization about who you are in this 500 year plus room? I'm using 1492 just as a point of reference. And I want us to also remember, I want you also to remember that at this time, come December, will be 150 years of being so-called free. However, ask yourself and answer, am I truly free? What is freedom? After 150 years. Why are you saying these things again, Mary? Why? Why? Aren't we happy? Aren't we free? Are not we free? No, you are not. We are not. We are in an illusion of freedom. How do you define being free? I believe, I really have to say, not that only I believe, I know that the conditioning under which, and it is a under, we exist in this illusion through refinement of the idea of race, racism, in the form of white supremacy. A system of justice will be better than what we have. Earlier, I stated that I would speak more about this idea of justice. Justice radio station, social issues app, presenting evidence why and how to create a system, a community, an individual, a family, where the individual will guarantee that no one is mistreated, including the individual, and guarantee that who needs the most constructive help receives it in all areas of people activity in society, including economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, war. Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. Peer networking in light of history, politics, miseducation of us all. Right here, right now, USA Incorporated, Open Air Prison, Savannah, Georgia. Open Air Prison, USA Incorporated. Justice Radio Station. Remember, being in this environment, born prisoner of war, demands that re-socialization takes place. Each and every one as an individual, using the only strength you have, individual immediate power and use of a code as a role model, a blueprint for constructive thoughts, feelings, action, to produce a system, to create an environment, a family, an individual, a community, where the individual will guarantee that no one is mistreated, including the individual, where the individual will guarantee that no one is mistreated, including the individual, and guarantee that who needs the most constructive help receives it. Email radio, D as in darling, V as in victory, J as in justice. Let your voice be heard as we, as individuals, re-socialize self, becoming who we are created to be. A divine being. Now we're in a system where injustice prevails, so much so that you can say the individual, you can see that it's guaranteed that someone will be mistreated, and it's also guaranteed that who needs the most constructive help will not receive it in this unjust environment we're participating in, being refined using words and definitions of words that are deceitful. So much so that you feel, many feel, many think they know, or many believe they're in a democracy. According to definition, I looked it up, many different dictionaries, even the Black Law Dictionary, looking up that word democracy, and I want you to do the same. You'll find that according to definition, America is not a democracy as we are taught. It includes ageism, classism, sexism, racism, and so on. So divisive it is, so divisive. And many stay in their radical, individualized environment, home, you can say, apartment, gated communities, without looking at truly what is happening, what is going on. Why are characters so immature in their behavior? Why? Well, let me tell you something about society, the one we are existing in now, and the one envisioned by individuals who know better must be done for everyone. If a society produces injustice, then the rules and laws, ideas used to maintain the society are incorrect. If a society produces injustice like we're in now, the rules and laws used to maintain it are incorrect. These same rules, laws, ideas, if used to maintain a just society, a system that produces justice, will be correct. Justice meaning no one mistreated, who needs the most constructive help receives it. A little more information about getting to this point in history. Let's look at 1787. In 1787, as I remember, the Constitution, a body of laws, was initiated outlining the relationship between the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of the so-called American government to its white citizens. I didn't make it up. I didn't create it. I did not do it. I'm here to undo the unjust society, the mistreatment of myself and everyone. This document, Constitution, was created to outline the power and protect the property, privileges of wealthy white male landowners. As a result, poor whites, as well as women and non-whites, were not considered in this document, which is proudly called the Law of the Land. I want to remind you, we're talking 1787. Sometimes, because you were only born in 1987, you may think, oh, history is just too much, too many dates, too much going on. Listen, all history is a current event. Start where you are. use words that reveal truth to produce correctness, justice, peace, something longed for by all. Carrying on with the 1700s, let's look at 1791, the Bill of Rights that is correctly called the Bill of Whites was eventually added to the Constitution in 1791. Extending citizen rights to all white male and white women. If a system produces injustice, the rules and laws used to maintain it are incorrect. These same laws in a system of justice will be correct. Just let us remember, as we begin to re-socialize self and stop going in circles thinking that a democracy that we are in, which is not a democracy, if it's not, what is it? Where are we? What is going on? Question more. We must question more. Understand why we think and act the way we do. And it has to be in light of history and miseducation that we are all receiving. It has to be in light of history, in light of the miseducation that is being given, the socialization process that have us thinking and acting the way we do. Social Issues App, Justice Radio Station, using words, definition of words, to reveal truth, to produce justice, correctness, peace. We were talking about being a divine being created in the image of. So what is happening that this is not being projected? Over 500 years in what can be looked at as a 500-year-old room of deceit, confusion, mistreatment, yet I'm saying it is said that we are created to become a divine being. So what's going on? Why is this not happening? Why are the character acts that so many are involved in day to day, week to week, month to month, to year to year, generation after generation? What's going on? Why do we think and act the way we do? Is it in light of history, politics, miseducation of us all, being conditioned to be other than self, being conditioned to think and act the way we do, believe this is the best we can do? What's with that? Yet, every day, many work to do better and be better. Many times falling short. And if not you, someone you may know. If man is made in the likeness of God, listen, listen, then why is this fact not evident in our daily experience? The answer, family, everyone, is a simple one. Mankind as a whole has not completed spiritual growth, character, in light of history, politics, miseducation of the nation who exists as we are existing, and someone is benefiting at the expense of us all. We're putting a stop to that here and now, using the only strength we have, individual, immediate power, use of a code as a role model, blueprint, prescription for constructive thoughts, feelings, action. Not a person, never a person as a role model for constructive thoughts, speech, action. You want to have a code, a prescription of constructive thoughts and behavior. Everything you do and say having a constructive result. Now let me tell you what I'm speaking of when I say the answer is a simple one of why it does not look as if we are temples of God or made in the image of. In the same way that a 3-year-old, in the same way that a 3-year-old has the faculties of an adult in a latent state, so do the majority of people today have their divine faculties in a dormant state. Let me say that again. Why is it that individuals are not reflecting the image of divine, image of God, we say, for lack of a better word, but you know what I mean. We're said to be in the image of God. And I'm speaking to you now saying that why is this not happening? And it has to do with character development. And over the last 500 years, you can even say about 623 now, or you can say after being so-called free for 150 years come December, still being conditioned, still wanting to be better, making very little progress, it seems, it appears. And the answer being a simple one. Keep a teachable spirit now. Keep a teachable spirit. And remember that in the same way a 3-year-old has the faculties of an adult in a latent state, means it has to become developed, as you know, when you look at your newborn babe 10 years ago, and now here they are, 10 years of age, from that newborn babe all the way through senior citizen. Yay! But in an environment that is dismal, mistreats everyone, especially globally, non-white, all of them. In the same way that a three-year-old has the faculties of an adult in a latent state, so do the majority of people today have divine faculties in a dormant state. What will we do about it? What will you do about it? How do you see yourself? The road, the path to becoming who you are, who you ought to be? Think about it. Think about it. What is the reason for existence? How do I see myself? How do I perceive myself? As of now, ask and answer the questions. Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Don't make yourself stay in a conditioned state that is working against you, against who you ought to be. All right? Make sure that everything you do and say, make sure it has a constructive result. What do I want to do? Why do I want to do this? How will I do this? What constructive results do I expect from doing this? These are things to ask and answer as you set your goals going forward here now. 150 years since non-white people who are being in a position, who have been put and putting self knowingly and or unknowingly in a position of powerlessness, giving in to the conditioning. But that's over. Put a stop to that right now. You don't need to wait any longer. You don't have to get anyone else to go along with you. Do what you are created to do. Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? How do you perceive yourself? How do you see yourself? Why have I been taught deceptive tactics? Why am I being deceived to believe I am a member of a race, and it is the race that is according to the philosophy of so-called USA Incorporated Open Air Prison? The philosophy is that white is superior and non-white inferior. Stereotypes, confusion, mistreatment that only you you can put a stop to here and now by understanding why you think and act the way you do. It's relevant. It's relevant to know, and it's relevant, it's crucial not to participate in deceit. It continues generation after generation unless you put a stop to it. It's all right, you can do it. Many are doing it. Don't make yourself and your children dress and pretend. This is November. Don't make yourself and children overeat and then in December overspend and still act as if you are free. Free enough to spend, yes. Free enough to participate in an unjust system. Why do that to yourself? You see where that's taking everyone. Be truthful. Look in the mirror and say, I'm not taking it anymore. It's not good for you or yours. Come on, everybody. We can do it here and now. Many are doing it here and now. Justice. No one mistreated. Who needs the most constructive help receives it. It's the individual. Right now, even with you or you, someone is guaranteed to be mistreated. Someone is guaranteed not to get the constructive help that's needed. Why participate in such an idea? Why participate in such a society? Who's making you do it? You have individual immediate power. You have the words. You have technology now, not to just put your face in the book, technically. Use your individual immediate power to take more time, be with self, think, reflect. You don't need to talk all the time being not constructive. Come on. Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App, presenting evidence why and how to create a society, community, an individual, a family, where the individual will guarantee that no one is mistreated, including the individual, and guarantee that who needs the most constructive help receives it. Just like a 3-year-old have the faculties latent to becoming an adult, same with spiritual development. It's dormant. Someone actually decided, or someone actually decided, based on this unjust, fictitious classification tool that everyone, it seems, sign on to. Deceit classification tool called race. What's the value of having a race? Not something you're running to win, but something that's used to mistreat. When you participate, you're actually participating in your own mistreatment. But we're putting a stop to that. We understand. Actually, it was put into effect so that individuals who are non-white would actually be out of character, out of mind, out of self. Remember, reclaim, restore knowledge of self as an individual, because that's who you are, an individual. You have that blessing to be an individual. Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App.